please call number 9.
The Director, Community Business Development Partners, submitting a monthly informational report providing an update on departmental waivers. This item will also be considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development. It's informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead.
Supervisors, I will begin with the waiver report for April of this year in original format. The good news is that the way the current waiver calculations are determined, we're below I believe a predetermined target of 10% waiver, and we're showing to date for April 9.5%. The total contracting activity was a little more than $3 million. Total contracts without DBE participation, a little more than $292,000. Which gives us a resulting 9.5%. And you will see on the familiar table that you're accustomed to looking at, we identify the departments, the activities, and the contracts associated with the waiver calculation. And many of these calculations or waivers are associated with some of the nonprofit organizations, some grants, and some areas that were specialized services. Before I talk to the new format, is there any questions?
We'll continue. I don't believe we have any questions on the old format that you're familiar with. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I at least need just another minute to look through this because it wasn't accessible through Legistar or through the iPads, and Supervisor Lipscomb also had a problem finding the report, so we just got hard copies moments ago.
Well, I would hope you could review it while the presentation is going on.
That's fine.
A traditional report. So,
I just didn't want you to move on to the next item yet. Thank you.
You can continue with your presentation on the new format and follow up on that.
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, again, I emphasize that the proposed new format is our format. It does not serve me any good if it's not working for everyone that is reviewing this. So I have no ego to bruise, and I'm open to any suggestions because, again, this is our format. The fundamental difference between the old format or the original format and the new format is that we're drilling down further into some of the contracts that traditionally had no DBE participation to see if it made any sense to include it into the waiver calculation, being mindful of your request that we don't want to take those contracts that we deem not needed to be in the waiver calculation, we still show them for your review. And we've separated them out. With that said, again, activity for total contracting for the reporting period of April is a little bit more than $3 million. Total contracts without DBE participation is a little more than $292,000. And we show that that is still the 9.5%. However, as a result of moving contracts that we believe that should be part of the waiver calculation, that resulted into a total dollar amount above about $100,000, and that resulted in a 3.27% calculation of those contracts that did not have participation. And looking further down in the printed text of this report, those exempt contracts resulted in $191,474, resulting in a 6.22%, without contracts. Now, the other difference, and at some point in the future, I'm going to try to use the technology here, and so we can look at it together. That the format, the table now, identified those contracts that were moved out of the waiver calculation. It also shows those contracts that are included in the waiver calculation. And they basically mimic what I spelled out in the text format. For a graphical presentation, which is I find very helpful, is the dashboard. It gives you a sense of the magnitude or the impact or the results of the waiver calculations. And I'd like to draw your attention to the pie chart. This shows by department the percentage of those contracts that were included in the waiver calculation. But I like to look at this as a potential opportunity to for our targeted firms where we can narrow that gap, if you will, in terms of waivers. I want to take these waivers and turn them into opportunities. And where I'm going with this whole discussion really is that our department is going to be looking at long-term projections and opportunities, and we want our department to be more of a resource for contracting opportunities where we can convert these waivers into captured participation dollars. So I find this personally very helpful for me. I want to be more proactive and then reactive to these numbers, and my goal is to, when there's something that's truly a waiver, it's truly a waiver. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions from committee members? Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I'm a fan of the new report, and I thank Mr. Norris for doing both formats. We asked him to do that. So it gave us an opportunity to look at, you know, how you get the information both ways. But I find the new report to give us so much more information about the, you know, the details. And then the pie chart and the dashboard, whatever you call it, really kind of lays out the picture. So I'm a fan of it, and I like the approach that you're taking on seeing this as opportunities. I think that's supportive of the attitude of this board with regard to the whole point of receiving these waiver reports. So I just want to say thank you, and I think given the fact that we have these new reports, this is a good month, Mr. Chair, to receive and place on file so the whole board can see this new format and compare it with the old format. So I would ask that we have both of those placed on file. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from committee members? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I too like the new format. I did have just one question on the sheriff's office waiver, wondering what's why legal services would be so unique that they deserve a waiver.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, going forward, we were going to be looking at that more closely. And I look at it this way. In addition to external clients I have out there in the contracting community, I have internal clients as well, and which includes departments. And I've been here less than 4 months, but it is on my agenda to go to the various departments and work with them to show them creative opportunities. So situations such as this will be very rare. I just not haven't had an opportunity to do that yet, sir.
Fair enough for now. Thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, you had a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if I'm having the timeline right, but if memory serves correctly, I think legal services for the Sheriff's Department was a settlement approved by the board a few months back. I think there was a larger bill, and there was an agreement of some sorts that we agreed to as a full board to essentially pay a portion of the bill and call things even. But I also like the new format. My question now is, in future months for this committee, does our general consensus mean we're switching to the new format, or what's the plan after that, Mr. Chairman?
Well, you'd like to comment on their format and what we'll be seeing in the future.
Mr. Chair and supervisors, just give you a little insight of me. I don't mind doing this, giving you two reports. If I had an opportunity to go to a conference on data analysis and go into the ultimate Super Bowl game for free, it's a no-brainer. I go to the conference on data management and things of that nature. So, so I don't mind giving you. So if you need more time, I'm basically saying if you need more time for the whole committee to the board to get their comfort zone, this is our report. I have no problems of continuing to do it this way. You tell me when you're ready.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Mill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. North, I really appreciate you putting this together because I was kind of skeptical when you said that you was going to try to do this, but the report actually turned out better than I expected. For our committee's sake, and it is a change, I would like to, for the next 2 months to do the, both of the reports at the same time so everybody get used to the new format. Then after the 2 months, we can go to the new format for this committee. For the other committee, Supervisor Jersey will let you know about that.
Yes, Supervisor.
Okay, thank you. Madam Clerk, I do believe we have a motion to receive and place on file. Could you please call the roll?
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Cheer.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file prevails.
Now we are in the Department of Administration.